Those are yours.
Uh-huh. And those two piles over there
are ours.
Uh-huh. And, well, that's all. Let's say you wanted to ask my wife and me to come back. What would you say?
Come back and see us.
Mm-hmm. Not you all. I was talking to a woman down in the southern part of the state.
Like you all come back?
Yeah. We were talking about you and you all, and she was insisting that it was you all when you were talking to more than one person. And I got listening to my tape at the end of the interview. I was there all by myself. And she said, you all come back.
That is one of the first thing I noticed when we moved to Oklahoma was the y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked them up.
Mm-hmm. Works pretty good sometimes,
mm-hmm.
doesn't it?
It covers a lot of territory.
If there's been a dance or something that you couldn't go to and you want to know about the people there, who they were, what would you ask?
Who was the dance?
Mm-hmm. And if you want to find out about the things they did, what would you ask?
What went on?
Mm-hmm. If a fellow was whittling and his knife slipped and he slashed his finger, you'd say, somebody said, who cut him? You'd say, nobody, he cut.
Cut himself.
Uh-huh. And if there were two people who did this, and you said, who cut him? You'd say, they cut
themselves.
Uh-huh. We were talking about biscuits the other day. What do you call it when Barbara bakes a pan full of them? You say she's made a...
A batch?
A batch of what?
Biscuits.
Uh-huh.
I'm laughing because he calls rolls biscuits rolls and it never fails.
Any kind of hot bread is biscuits.
Say, have you tried any of this frozen bread? Comes in,
no.
In three loaves in a plastic bag.
Frozen?
Uh-huh, it's frozen.
We don't have a big enough freezer to buy it.
You mean and then you bake it?
Yeah, and then you bake it.
Oh, it's not baked.
I'm
it's dandy.
I bet it is. Like, it's just like homemade fresh bread.
It's dandy.
You have to let it rise.
Yeah. But that's all you have to do. Just pop
and
it
put
in a pan,
oven.
Let it rise, and throw it in the oven.
What brand is it, do you know?
I don't know.
I
think Bobby Lou got it at Safeway. It's 3 rolls, 3 pounds for 50 cents.
Hmm.
Hmm.
That would be good.
We got tired of this gummy stuff in the store.
Yeah. It's
that terrible. Is 3 pounds for 50 cents. That's less than you buy it.
Pretty good, and it's excellent bread. It's certainly good in toast. I suggested that she put it in some big muffin tins and make English muffins. Slice the thing up, and then toast
it. Yeah, that would be good. Mm-hmm. She cooks all of it at once.
Yeah,
you don't have to keep it frozen.
No, you don't have to. Well, I think she cooked.
I guess she could put part of it.
No, I think she baked 3 times. Of course, that's nice.
You'd have to have room to put it, though, in a freezer to keep it frozen.
Well, they're only about that long.
Oh.
About that long and about that big.
Oh,
around,
gee,
well. I didn't get a good look. She wouldn't let me in the kitchen. I knew she needed my help, but she wouldn't let me in there. When you sit down to dinner, what do you eat?
You sit down to dinner, you eat dinner, I guess.
Eat dinner? And this is... old meat and potatoes.
Food.
And, yeah.
Uh-huh. That's what I have most every meal.
What did you do with your iced tea?
I drank it.
And let's say you dropped the glass on rocks or something, you'd say, oh, it's...
Broken.
Uh-huh. And if you were curious about me, if I'd left before supper or something, what would you ask me?
What happened to you?
Well, let's say I came in here looking awfully hungry. I'm not, by the way. This is just a question.
You came in looking hungry.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Have I?
Have you eaten?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Gee, that's...
Just as simple.
Yeah. Like this complicated answer.
It's getting more, I tell you. And,